Utah is returning from a much needed bye week this weekend to play the very inconsistent Trojans down in Los Angeles. All that and more on Locked On Pac-12 episode today.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am Cindy. So I'm Cindy Robinson, your host from, former Pac-12 alum, currently ESPN social media specialist. Thank you for tuning in, making this your first listen every day. Joining me now is Brian Brown from Locked On Utes. Brian, your Utah Utes had a much needed break this past weekend with a bye, and it was much needed for so many reasons. Before we dive into that matchup that they'll be facing USC Trojans down in Los Angeles in the Coliseum this weekend, I do want to talk more about why that bye week was so important and why it came just in time for Utah. Unfortunately, Utah lost a player to senseless gun violence, and that was their player, Aaron Lowe. I do want to get some updates from you and just how this week or the last 2 weeks have been for the Utah Utes and how important it has been for them to have this space and time to grieve and just prepare their minds for the rest of the season.
It's been vitally important. I think bye weeks are important for football teams no matter what. It's a chance to get your legs underneath you. In this instance, I think it was an opportunity for the Utah football team to get their emotional legs underneath them. They had an opportunity to speak with Aaron Lowe's mother, who came into town, obviously, to help, facilitate getting him back to Texas and meet with the staff and the university. And I think that was a massively important part of the healing experience for them, is she encouraged the team to continue on, saying that that's what Aaron would want, in essence, giving them permission to go back to football. I think this was a football team that lost kind of their heart and soul in a lot of respects. The consistent feedback about Aaron, and really, if you met him, you kind of knew this already. He just had an electric smile about him. In fact, Britton Covey, one of the team captains, mentioned that if you had to choose, that probably the two best smiles on the Utah football team were Ty Jordan and Aaron Lowe. And the two star-crossed friends, both having lost their lives within a year, just has really weighed heavily on this team. Thankfully, I think over the bye week, the Salt Lake City Police Department was able to make an arrest in the homicide of Aaron Lowe. And so I think that, combined with being able to hear from Aaron's mom and being able to be together as a team, because when Ty Jordan had passed away, everybody was home. They'd left campus. It had been a tough season. COVID had kind of split everybody up. And so the opportunity to be together and kind of heal and grieve and deal with some of those open emotional wounds, I think, was much, much needed. I don't know that this team is really going to be back to 100% emotionally at all this season. I really don't know how any team could be.
Right. They're not the first team that has dealt with something like this. I know that Washington State also had a shooting happen, literally the same weekend as what happened with Aaron Lowe. But luckily, their player was able to survive and, get help, hospitalized and all that. So they didn't necessarily lose him. But there have been players in the past that they lost to suicide and some other situations. I do think that when things like this happen, it puts into perspective that this is just a sport, and while it's fun and important to a lot of people's life and their livelihoods for their future, and even just now getting them through college and, providing a future for them, there's so many things that are more important, and one of those being those relationships that they've made with these players and how important, their fellow teammates are to them, their brotherhood at this point. And losing a brother at any stage in life can be, just heartbreaking and one of those times where you just don't feel like, oh, I'm just going to go back to everything being normal, and focusing on all my energy on just playing. I think one thing that we could probably expect is for them to use this as motivation for the rest of their season, because unfortunately things do have to continue to go on. And like you said, it probably is something that Aaron Lowe would want for that team, that he would want them to go on and, you know, play as hard as they can and try to redeem themselves through the rest of the season, which we'll talk about further more about, like, you know, how Utah's been playing and everything. But I definitely did want to get updates about how the team was doing, you know, through this situation and preparing for the weeks to come.
Yeah, I think the bye week was a much necessary aspect in this whole situation. Gave them an opportunity to grieve together, gave them an opportunity to step away and take a deep breath from the football side of things and really regroup. And so far, the vibe at practice has been very, let's call it 22% better.
Okay.
The team's kind of embraced that as their mantra. Every single day, we're 22% better. 22% because that was the number that Ty Jordan and Aaron Lowe both wore. You know, just making it even more similar and you know, the
eerie.
Word eerie.
Yeah,
yeah,
very
you
much
just
so.
Can't escape it, right? And that's really been, I think, the driving factor. This is a football team that still really hasn't found its stride. Replaced the quarterback at the start of the season with Cam Rising taking over for Charlie Brewer. But it is a team with talent. We've seen Devin Lloyd kind of put his stamp on this season, trying to earn some recognition as a potential Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Cam Rising coming in to play quarterback, helping out with that. You know, there's a litany of running backs on offense that each one seems to take the mantle every single week. So it's a team that's looking to finally put together a performance. Now, I'm not going to put any kind of expectations on these guys after going through such a trying time and trying period, because even as someone who had to talk about it daily, it put me, mm-hmm. you know, real down. But there is a vibe and kind of a focus out of this team that tells me that they are 100% committed to doing everything they can to go down to LA and try and get a victory for the first time in over a century.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we will break down why, you know, that 22% might be just enough to take down the USC Trojans, especially considering they haven't been playing up to their best lately. So more to come for sure about that matchup that we'll be watching this weekend. For those of you that may deal with some sweating issues, got a product for you that you really would love to know about. There's a few things in life that just aren't fun to talk about, and one of them is excessive sweating. Sorry. You know, when you're sweating through your shirts for no reason and it's pretty embarrassing. And even if it's not embarrassing, it's more annoying because you're just ruining your clothes. Well, SweatBlock is a stronger and more effective clinical antiperspirant that is looking to combat all of that so that you're not going into the world less confident than you need to be in your clothes. It is doctor created, doctor recommended. And one of my favorite products are the SweatBlock wipes. So you basically just use it when you go to bed. You use it before you lay down and go to sleep. And then the next morning you wake up, wash, and go about your day without worrying about sweat. You definitely still want to use deodorant. And SweatBlock has a bunch of other products definitely worth trying that may be better suited for you. Definitely doctor, like I said, doctor recommended and doctor created, but it works up to 7 days per use and it's dry shirt guaranteed. So if SweatBlock doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back. And I think that is always a good indicator of how good a product is. Now, it's featured and tested on the Rachel Ray Show by firefighters. It's a bestseller on Amazon for the past 10 years, and there's over 13,000 reviews on Amazon. So if you're unsure and not really trusting what I have to say, then go ahead and check the reviews because they'll back up everything I'm telling you, okay? If you or someone you love is dealing with this, and you have to check out SweatBlock. So you can get it today, 20% off at SweatBlock.com with the promo code LOCKEDON or at Amazon and CVS. So don't forget, I sent you, Locked On sent you, and we would not steer you wrong. Quick shout out to you for making Locked On Pac-12 Podcast your first listen of the day. We are free and available on all platforms, especially the Odyssey app. Make sure you check it out. Okay. I love the little raise the roof, Brian.
You know, anything free gets me feeling happy. So
I feel that. Okay. So USC will be facing Utah this weekend back home in the Coliseum. And you and I were supposed to make that trip. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. But since we didn't really get our bet off for Washington State versus Utah, we will definitely have to get one off for USC versus Utah. I have a little more faith in USC to do what they need to do, even though what's been happening with USC lately has been a bit of a struggle. Every other week, it seems like they're here to play. And then the other weeks, it's like, we're not so sure. So they were able to, you know, get that win versus Colorado last week. But I am not convinced that this is the USC team we expected to see from the beginning of the year. We've already talked about all the ups and downs that they're dealing with that they can't control, which was the coaching situation, injuries to their quarterbacks. It looks like Keaton Slovis is back in that starting position. You know, he led the team against that Colorado team for the win. But what, in your opinion, do you feel like is missing from this USC team, and why there's that up and down, you know, play and inconsistency?
It feels like leadership. That's kind of a generic thing to say. But the reality is that when Jackson Dart was on the field and playing, he brought a lot of energy, a lot of exuberance, a lot of confidence. And he did the one thing that every single USC quarterback who ever plays for the rest of the season should do. He found Drake London. Mm-hmm. And that seemed to really inspire this offense. And then once the offense was inspired, so was the defense. And they played, without a doubt, their best game of the year against Washington State. Condolences, Cindy, for that one. But, you know, it's a leadership matter, and I don't think it's just, you know, Drake London that has to bring that for every game, although he does do that. It's got to come from up front. I think they could use some better play from especially the defensive front seven. You know, we've all heard talk about Drake Jackson. He's a potential first-rounder, and the talent is all there. But they really haven't put together a consistent performance. And for the amount of talent, this is the thing that we say every offseason. Well, you know, USC's the number one pick because they have so much talent. And then we watch this talent underperform. You know, for the talent that they have there, they're middle of the pack in terms of statistical rankings. And that's not acceptable. Like, I'm not even a USC fan, but any USC fan who sees that should be upset.
Yeah. When we talk about Utah, one of their biggest concerns has been the running back position. We saw Michael Bernard left the WSU game with an injury. And so there's some uncertainty about who's going to be the actual, like, number one carrier against USC. And, you know, also addressing the fact that they've had ball security issues. And it's been clear that that's something they've been working on. Despite, you know, everything going on, they still have been in practices working on things that they need to. And your quarterback, Cam Rising, claims that they've been working on it to a T to make sure that they're getting it locked in and holding on to the ball. For you, who would you like to see in that position? Would it be, you know, hopefully Micah Bernard could come back from the injury, or would it be TJ Pledger, Tavion Thomas? Like, who do you think against this USC team can really make a difference and bring home that win for Utah?
I think we'll likely see TJ Pledger start this one out. This one is going to – I think we're going to see more running back by committee from the University of Utah. And Britton Covey reiterated again today on an interview with the local Utah affiliate that they have been working on ball security and ball control. And, you know, for whatever rumors about new balls and Wilson footballs and everything like that, I think this is as much a mental issue for the University of Utah as anything. Anytime you put the ball on the turf seven or eight times, ooh, that's scary. But in terms of maybe game changers, let's look at Jaquindon Jackson, who's the backup quarterback currently. He's a transfer from Texas, came in and ran the ball in short yardage and red zone situations very well for the University of Utah, scored a touchdown, what had another, it had a fumble issue again on the goal line. You know, story of the game last week or 2 weeks ago. But I think he could be something that a weapon that Utah uses, you know, effectively. And the plan essentially is to have him run the ball to spare Cam Rising, who can also run the football, but they just can't afford to get him injured at this point, you know, down one quarterback on the roster for the rest of the year. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. The biggest thing that we need to see from Utah is an offense. They just haven't had an offense this year. And when things have clicked, it's because they've gone up-tempo, they've gone no huddle, they've used their tight ends and their personnel in an intermixing fashion, meaning that they've they put tight ends out wide. They put them in the slot. They've gone four wide, and then they've gotten too tight, you know, using a lot of 12 and 13 personnel to their advantage, because those are their positions of strength. And I think that's really what they have to do this game in order to get anything going.
I think we can't talk about this matchup without acknowledging the fact that Utah hasn't been able to beat USC in the Coliseum for how many years again? Remind me.
Yeah, everybody has a rough century. In Utah's defense, it's only like 10 or 11 games total, but yeah, it's been 100 years.
Don't say it's only been 100. It don't matter. The years matter, and that's what we're hearing. That's something that I feel like SC needs to use to their advantage in this situation, because there should always be the confidence playing in the Coliseum, playing at home with that crowd. I'm not 100% sure how attendance has been, you know, through returning from, you know, with COVID and everything going on. I do know that in Los Angeles, things are about to get a little stricter as far as, you know, where you can go without showing your vaccination card. It's almost nowhere. By November 7th, I believe, or 4th, is a few different dates I've seen, but things are going to get a little stricter. So I do think that'll eventually affect attendance if it hasn't already. But nonetheless, the Coliseum is home for the Trojans, and whether it's filled with fans or not, they should be showing up to represent and, you know, defend their turf.
It's also going to be a primetime game on Fox National, so that's another big deal. You have to wonder if maybe the Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush magic shows up to cheer him on the sideline again. The last time Utah was at USC on a Friday night on a nationally televised game, the Trojans kind of steamrolled them, and that was that 2019 team that only lost one game in the regular season, ended up losing in the conference championship to Oregon. But that was a potential college football playoff team, and USC really kind of stuck it to him with a backup quarterback in Matt Fink. So there is some magic. You know, this has become a bit of a rivalry. You know, I think on the USC side of things, every team thinks they're a rival with USC. I think the difference is that Utah is kind of that snot-nosed punk that talks a little bit too much and kind of talks a little too loud. And so USC loves to come in and shut them down. And that's created some, you know, some really good, fun moments. I'm looking forward to a great game because we really haven't had any blowouts for the most part since this series has restarted, since Utah joined the Pac-12. But, you know, like, it's really hard to go against USC in the Coliseum at any point. They're just really good there.
Yeah.
Well, it's like still the spirit of Troy or something. Who knows?
well, still to come, Brian and I will give you our predictions for this weekend's matchup. We'll also discuss this little wager that we've been discussing about this matchup, since we didn't really follow through with the Washington State one. Man, Brian's going to owe me some tacos, y'all. He don't even know yet. But for those of you that, you know, may need some help with your car or just a great way to save some money, this is what you want to know about, and that is rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain and auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. So why would you even endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer? It is so easy for you to go ahead and head to rockauto.com and save time and money for yourself. So Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Their auto prices are reliably low for every customer, no matter who you are. They literally have everything you can need, from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. So go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. You literally can get anything here, you guys. I mean, anything for your car. And it's a great way to save money and not really have to deal with the prices that a dealership or a, you know, regular auto parts store would price you for. Always looking for ways to save money, especially when it comes to your car, because for whatever reason, your car always seems to break down on you, or, you know, fall out right when you think everything's going good, or when you just don't need that extra bill, right? So great way to save money is rockauto.com. You can head there now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. Now, you know, if I'm helping you save money, I'm going to help you make some money too. We're back and better than ever, and all eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. So with a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. Now, BetOnline may be where the game starts, but I think this rivalry, you know, with USC and Utah is where our bet starts, okay? And I'm letting you know now, you're going to have to order me some tacos on, maybe I'll make it for Sunday. So when I'm watching Sunday NFL, I have my, you know, tacos, all courtesy of USC beating Utah. That's what we're going with here. I'm going for USC, obviously, but I truly believe that USC is going to find a way to pull off this win against Utah. No shade to Utah in the sense of, I feel for you grieving. They have their funeral services for Aaron Lowe on Monday, and it would be amazing for them to walk away with this win going into that funeral. But on the less sensitive side, they got to take this L. I'm sorry.
It's and that's the thing is I think there's a lot for Utah to prepare for. It's getting back together mentally and emotionally after losing somebody, you know, not just to injury, but losing their life.
Yeah.
That alone, just getting back on the field, I think that's a win for the University of Utah in my book.
Huge.
On top of that, you're trying to get an offense on track that hasn't been on track all year. On top of that, you've had an offensive line that's kind of struggled against the athletic defenders, especially on the edge, and USC's loaded with them. On top of that, you have a young defensive backfield. So, I mean, we're going to take the bet. I'm never going to turn down an opportunity to root for my Utes. But if I'm being honest, I really struggle to see a place that Utah gets out of this one with a win.
Okay, to be fair, USC is facing some of those same inconsistencies. You know, the offense is nowhere near where it needs to be, and that is in huge play to the quarterback back and forth. We've seen Keaton step in. We've seen Jackson Dart step in, and we've seen them both have to step down due to injuries. And so, for one thing, we know that injuries never have a timetable on them 100%. Anything could happen at any time in any game. I think Kyle Whittingham said it, like, perfectly when describing the Pac-12 right now. You really don't know what to expect, and the consistency is the inconsistencies. Yep. It's really, and I think out of every team in the Pac-12 right now, USC has been the most consistent with being inconsistent. And I've been calling it a roller coaster of a season is because every other week they win, lose. Like, you know, they every week it's win, lose, win, lose, win, lose. And it's hard to say what is their game right now. You did point out some great things, like when they use Drake London, when they, you know, connect with him, we see magic happen. We see them actually have that success that we've expected. But if that's not an everyday situation for them, and if that's not even an everyday opportunity, because what if Utah shuts down the passing game? So what is their going with for the run game? What do they have as their run game? You know, that's the situation they're facing right now. But the Pac-12 is full of inconsistent play. We saw that all last weekend with Stanford taking down Oregon, Oregon State, and ASU and Utah being the only teams without any conference losses yet. Then you have Washington State trying to, you know, make some moves beating Cal, but I don't know how much that stands for anything. Arizona still Arizona. I'm sorry. And then UCLA, you know, taking the L to ASU. That was a big kind of shift for the Pac-12 South. So at this point, it's kind of hard to tell. It's hard to even really be honestly choosing any team to win. And I think Stanford beating Oregon shows that more than anything. So although I'm talking all my crap because of my competitiveness in me and I hate to lose, you already got one up on me with the Washington State one. So I just can't take the L again. I just can't.
We'll try and even things up here. I'll tell you what, we'll give you guys a 7-point spread. So that at least gives the Trojans that extra little
Oh, so now you feel like you gotta give me something, huh? You don't think we can win it without getting something, huh? You gotta
Listen,
give us a leg up.
I just want to give you every opportunity to buy me more tacos because you already
Oh,
owe me some. So, and
oh, you see.
I can't wait to go down to LA and just feast on every single taco stand that we can find. I don't, maybe we'll go to Manhattan Beach. Maybe we got to go down to Dana Point, hit up my favorite taco shop
See,
down there.
you're getting a little too bougie for
Lupe's
me. That's a little too
just
bougie.
calling to me right now. I'm
It's a
just
little too bougie for me. We have to go to the hood, like the in the hole in the wall hood spots. That's where
Yeah.
like the best Mexican food always is. So,
Find me the
what?
taco carts in Tijuana. I'm good with all of it.
Oh,
Like
now we're going.
this stomach is built for iron. We're ready to roll.
Okay, we can go back and forth about tacos all day, but we're not going to do that to our the listeners. If you want to stay in touch with everything going on with the Pac-12 and the Utah Utes, check out Locked On Pac-12 podcast and Locked On Utes on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And make sure you follow along on Twitter at LO_Pac-12, at Locked On Utes, at _CityRobinson, and at Brown Bear SLC. And then for those of you know that have been tuning in, thank you for making Locked On Pac-12 podcast your first listen of the day. Now make your second listen a one of our other conference shows, either Locked On SEC, Locked On ACC, or Locked On Big 12. Great experts in Chris Gordy, Candace Cooper, and Josh Neighbors. It's free and available on all platforms. Make sure you check it out. And then subscribe, like, and comment on the Locked On Pac-12 podcast on YouTube. Same thing with the other conference shows. They're all on YouTube as well. We're bringing you more content and more ways to listen and keep up with your favorite conferences. Other than that, thanks for tuning in and make sure you stay locked on Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.